This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Some baby formula is getting through to Russian mission mothers now, thanks to an indigenous-led social media organizing effort. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports.
This month, our story about the baby formula shortage in Russian mission caught the eye of artist and activist C.J. Johnson, who stepped in to organize a big donation. The post office in Russian Mission has been intermittently closed for nearly half a year. The village store and Mothers on WIC both rely on the postal service for formula shipments and have been running dangerously low. When Johnson caught wind of the story, she posted the information to her Facebook page, Kutin Creations, and to her Reddit page. She got many messages of support and offers to donate supplies. Johnson organized the donation deliveries, and they were dropped off last week. Although Johnson has never been to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in person, she knows the struggles of the region well. Born and raised in Sitka, she was friends with many YK Delta Village students who attended the Mount Edgecombe boarding school with her. Of half Sioux, half Tlingit ancestry herself, she says she spent many years working in tribal governance in Alaska, as well as the lower 48.
I've worked with and for, dozens of tribes, the Alaska Native Corporation.
In short, Johnson was uniquely prepared to help with the relief efforts for the mothers in Russian Mission. Johnson originally started her Facebook page as a platform for selling her art and beadwork. But when the pandemic struck, beading took on a whole new role.
I noticed that a lot of, our Native peoples were having some difficulties coping with the burden of self-isolation and quarantine. So I started this beading project called Bead Your State.
Johnson herself beaded Alaska and Washington and invited natives from all over the U.S. to join and help her complete the map. The project grew to include the provinces of Canada, and her platform suddenly grew to thousands of followers. Johnson has also always used her platform for political posts, but this fall, she found a new use for it, organizing donations. In October, when she heard the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation was dangerously low on gloves, she started organizing a team to donate supplies, and soon the efforts expanded. Now Johnson also coordinates donations of hand-sewn masks, other personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, baby formula, and many other supplies to villages. In just 2 months, her team has grown to dozens of volunteers. Donated supplies are sent to a storeroom owned by the Chilista Corporation in Anchorage, where they are inventoried, organized, and packed up to be shipped off to the villages.
The last thing we wanted to do was send 5,000 masks to, a village with 400 people, because they don't need that many.
And Johnson knows well that the post office can't always be relied on in rural Alaska, so she prefers to coordinate deliveries directly through small carriers like Ryanair, which is donating its services to her relief efforts.
I'm really good at getting people to help.
She's not lying. CJ Johnson is a master connector. The way she got Ryanair to help? She reached out to her former high school classmate who is married to its president. And Russian Mission is benefiting from CJ's efforts. Margie Larson is a Russian Mission mom of a 5-year-old and a 7-month-old. She hasn't gotten a formula delivery from WIC in almost 2 months. She was relieved to get the canisters from CJ.
I was posting almost every day on Facebook trying to look for formula, any kind of formula, because my daughter was out. We were really, really happy for that package that came in.
But the donation formula will only last her 2 weeks. A temporary postmaster was supposed to show up early last week, according to a representative for USPS. But Olga Changsak, the tribal administrator, says she was 2 days late. The tribe was concerned she would only be in town for 1 day and would not have enough time to get to all of the WIC boxes. Russian Mission still has one applicant for the position of postmaster who is waiting to hear back. But the process usually takes at least 30 days, and the company handling the background checks has been slow since the start of the pandemic. In the meantime, CJ Johnson is sending more donated formula. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Next, in alcohol. People are drinking more as they struggle to deal with the pandemic. Tiffany Hall with Recover Alaska says survey statistics indicate that people are using both drugs and alcohol more than they were before the pandemic began.
So almost a third of people are using alcohol or drugs just to deal with kind of the new normal. And 33% said that they used more alcohol now than before the pandemic.
Recover Alaska is offering help through an app developed by a professor at UAA. The app is available on iPhones and Androids and can help people track and reduce their drinking. There are even some studies funded by the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism that back up those claims.
It's shown to cut down the days people engaged in heavy drinking by 60% and reduce their overall number of drinks by 50%. So pretty high numbers, much higher than anything I've ever seen for an app before.
To get the app, all people need to do is go to recoveralaska.org and click on Get Help Now. The app is being offered free by the organization. Next, in search and rescue. Bethel Search and Rescue is busy marking winter trails along the lower Kuskokwim River, and it received a boost of cash to help it do that life-saving work. GCI has donated $5,000 to the nonprofit. Bethel Search and Rescue President Mike Riley says the money will be used to purchase reflective tape to mark trails in open waters. He says the funds are needed after the all-volunteer group canceled its annual fundraiser, the Thanksgiving Fiddle Dance, because of the pandemic. Riley says Bethel Search and Rescue hopes to hold an online fundraiser soon. And finally, in the daily COVID count, since Wednesday of last week, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 3 in-region hospitalizations due to COVID-19 and 91 confirmed cases of the virus in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there was 1 case in Akiak, 54 in Bethel, 8 in Trefornik, 2 in Chivac, 2 in Tuathbuluk, 2 in Kipnuk, 10 in Kongiganak, 4 in Kotlik, 1 in Kweethluk, 1 in Marshall, 5 in Skamon Bay, and 1 in Tillicksack. There are 234 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 3,480 cases, 17 medevacs, 41 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.